Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. This is episode 125. In this episode, we're going to be talking about the best lead magnets, AI lead magnet generators out there, building effective lead magnets, ebooks. Is going to get more important, is a great way of building up your email list, getting pre-interest into your membership offer. We're big about doing a pre-offer, getting some list building, getting some interest before you even think about building your course. That's what we preach here, folks. So we'll be looking at some of the best AI solutions out there to help you build these type of lead magnets. I've got my great co-host with me. I've got Kirk. Kirk, would you like to quickly introduce yourself to the new listeners and viewers?
Hey, Jonathan. My name is Kurt Von Annen. I'm part of the WP Tonic team, and I run my own agency called Manana Nomaz. We do a lot of membership and learning websites.
That's great. Like I say, it should be a great show. We've got some great AI platforms to share with you. Done my research. I'll be testing Kirk, so don't worry, listeners and viewers. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Hey, running a business is tough. You shouldn't have to worry about your website, too. With Kinsta's managed hosting for WordPress, you get lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7 expert support from real humans. Switch to Kinsta and see site speeds improve by up to 200% with effortless migrations and powerful, easy-to-use dashboard. Join over 120,000 other businesses who also trust Kinsta. Get your first month for free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Just want to point out that we've got a great course that will show you how to build your membership website on WordPress that drives between 43 and 45% of all websites using the best modern WordPress technology. And it's done by Kirk himself. You can get this at 50% off. It's normally around just slightly under $50, but you can get it around $25, plus a load of goodies from the sponsors, plus a curated list of the best WordPress technology and services. To get all these goodies, all you have to do is go over to wp-tonic.com/deals, wp-tonic.com/deals. What more could you ask for, my beloved listeners and viewers? So let's go straight into it. So I think making like ebooks, you know, when they've got that, like that 3D book cover for and building a lead magnet, which is normally a PDF of some kind. And yeah, you can do it in Canva. They've got some templates, but it's bloody time consuming doing something that's half decent. So I thought we would look at some of the tools out there, and it's been quite interesting doing the dive, like one of our listeners or viewers, the type of searches they would do. So, got any of your thoughts? Were you surprised when you were looking at the show notes? And I think it was the right topic to have a chat about.
You know, it kind of backs up one of our recent shows we did where, you know, we talked a lot about WP Funnel and MailMint. And it was like, how do you build? Because we talk about landing pages and things like that. And so this is a natural extension to that. Like, what would go on a landing page? Well, access to a lead magnet or something like that. And so what I liked about the show notes, Jonathan, was that you didn't just say, here's five tools for making ebooks. You were like, this one does ebooks, this one does infographics, this one does. And they all, some of them have some overlap, but each one of these has their own strengths. And I think it's your job as the course creator or the website builder or the manager to kind of isolate your use case to what resonates best with those strengths.
Yeah, and also style and where the founders of these separate products, where they're coming from. So let's start off, if you're doing a search about a platform that helps you build lead magnets, these people are going to come up. And they're called Designer, with two R's. And they're British. Well, the founder's British. It's UK based. But you can tell straight away that they come from an SEO online marketing background by the style of the website, the back end. They don't offer free. They don't offer free level, but it starts at $29 a month. But that's confusing because they've got a lifetime deal as well for $29. It's a separate UOR. And it comes up. So if you sign up for the 29 or the yearly plan, and then that comes up, you're going to be a bit peeved, I think. But the whole feel of it is very online marketing, SEO, kind of the website, the back end. What do you think? Do you think I'm kind of wrong or?
I'm not going to say that you're wrong. Like that's not my position there. I was coming at this more from, hey, what's the offer? What does this do? And as somebody that's marketed eBooks, I know firsthand just how tedious of a process it used to be just a few short years ago. A few short years ago, you know, do I want to have a PDF? Do I want to have it as an EPUB document? Is it going to be on Kindle? Is it going to be on iPads? Is it, you know, what platform am I going to sell it through? I mean, it was just a few short years ago. It was a real endeavor to figure out how you were going to do an ebook. And there were experts all over the place back then, you know, just like we have course experts today. There used to be ebooks experts half a decade ago, really pushing their wares. And I think, you know, having looked at the site, the research, gone through their demo, all that stuff, these folks have done a really good job of knocking it out of the park, but they also suffer from something on their own website that panics me about, well, we do all those folks on lead marketing and all these things. At one point, their website had chatbots on both the left side and the right side of the screen trying to sell me stuff. It was a very strange experience. Like something's definitely wrong on the site. But the ebook making process, that is clean. Did you go through the demo where you could take a URL, put it in, and it takes out all of the pay-per-click ads, it takes out all of the non-relevant links, it takes out and it just gives the content and it formats it visually in a way that's like, this is engaging. This looks like a magazine. I want to read this.
There's one other on the list that does that. I think you can also give it because they're all kind of merging in my memory now. But I think you can put in a YouTube URL audio book and it will suck it all out on it.
Yep. And you can stack the products. So you could have content from a URL. You could have a Word document. You could have a PDF, a PowerPoint. It sucks it all in. And then it has the tools. And this is where things get tedious, right? There's a learning curve to everything. So let's say you have multiple things kicking into this tool. You're going to want some kind of visual consistency. You're not going to want to like see gaps between one product and another. So you're going to want to make the headings all the same, the subheadings all the same, the links all the same, the effects on the photos. You're going to want to duplicate. You can do it in the tool, which is awesome. All the editing tools are there. But there's a learning curve to do that. And of course, that would take time.
Yeah, on this lifetime deal for $27, which I'm tempted to buy myself, they do point out you get a commercial license because that's one thing that I didn't have time to delve into there. It's a bit like Theme Forest, which was very popular at one time with the WordPress folks, is that if you were going to use a lead magnet in the process of selling something, you needed a commercial license. And on, I presume they do provide it, but it's for one person, the way they word it. But they did supply that with their $27 lifetime deal. So I presume you get it if you're paying the standard, which is $29. Then they've got Pro $39. Does it come with, do you know if it comes with the ability to build a cover, a 3D book cover as part of the package, or do you have to use it?
I think the 3D book cover I saw on another one of these.
Yeah, Scribble.
Yeah, it comes up with a cover, and there's different cover templates, but I didn't see that it put it into like a 3D box looking thing.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, that's actually one of the things I don't like. Like I can tell you're going at it from the perspective of like, you think that's a feature. And I think that's like a deceptive, misleading online advertising trick. Yeah.
That's taste thing, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. I have a couple of courses on Manana no Mas that have the fake box as the fake book thing. And now that it's been 5 years since I put them up, I'm thinking about redoing the artwork on those.
Yeah, fair enough. Right. So the actual editor and that, I thought that was pretty good.
Pretty slick. It, the user interface, super modern feeling. It seems really responsive. Fairly intuitive, but again, I go back to, you know, Jonathan, we've been doing this for decades. Someone that's new to the space, you know, you still got to take the time to get used to how these things work, but it seems real intuitive.
I think with a couple of afternoons, you'd be okay. If you've got some basic words or experience, you'll be okay with it. On to the next one, Scribble. Got a similar feel. The price is $197, but they've got different add-ons, third-party add-ons, like the 3D book cover, that's an add-on. The sucking in audio, that's another add-on. But they do this at lifetime deal, and I think it starts at $197. How did you compare Scribble to Designer?
Jonathan, this is one, you're going to make me say it out loud. As soon as I got to this website, I got the heebie-jeebies. I got a bad case of the heebie-jeebies here. At the top left-hand portion of the screen, it says it's a ClickBank trusted secure vendor. Anyone with any ClickBank experience, you know, probably already has the yellow and red flags going up. I did a dive on who made it. And when you find them on their X account, their profile page still has posts on it from 2020, right? So it's like, you're not active in the space. You got this weird looking website, you're ClickBank certified. And then I said, well, let's see what the purchase experience looks like. And the first thing you get is the one-click upsell opportunity, one time only, pick from these three upsells. And I'm like, I'm completely out. I want nothing to do with this.
Yeah, so it was like going back in time on online marketing, wasn't it?
Dude, I'm telling you, it's like 2010 all over again.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's abandoned, but they're definitely still generating money, but it's not a it gave me the sign of a project that's not been actively developed.
It has all of the keyword buttons, like, you know, easy to use for agency websites, 60 second creation time. You get a commercial license. You can do this. You can white label it. It says you can do all these things. And from my experience in the past, when people have proposed these types of bundled up, like, isn't this awesome services? You pay the lifetime thing, you download it. They say there's a 30-day guarantee to get your money back. And then you find it's real clunky to use and the dashboards don't, it's got a client dashboard. You're like, okay, well, the client dashboard barely works. And you're like, I can't really use this product to represent my company at this level. Like, this doesn't represent my agency, even if it has cool deliverables. I wouldn't put my clients into it. It's just a very strange, strange feeling tool.
Yeah. On to the totally opposite, very kind of corporate Picto chart. Yes.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. Totally opposite of the previous two, really. It's very kind of SaaS, software as a service, corporate. Does a lot of other things. It's aimed at info charts, basically. And it does a load of other things as well. They've got a free plan. comes with tokens, I think. And then they got the Pro 29 and the Business 49 month to month. All the prices are month to month, folks. Pretty polished tool. Isn't slightly aimed at a different market sector. I don't know if you could build a, but it's got the AI writing tool, the templates. It's got a good editor. So I think you can build a lead magnet. So what's your thoughts on it?
Well, my thoughts were along the lines of what you started to say, and that was, this is a professional presentation of a company that wants to earn your business. It does present well. When I looked at the amount of templates and resources they have, that was pretty awesome to see. But if you're somebody that already has a Canva account, which most people do corporately, you know, in this day and age, Canva's become kind of ubiquitous. And I look at the menu of what they're bringing to the table. They're very similar. There's a lot of overlap. And so I would say, if you're a company that's looking for an alternative to Canva, this would probably be a really, really good space to be working in. The infographics are can be key in a lot of different segments of business and industry. I come from an industry where infographics, like, they reign supreme. Like, you can have narrative content, you can have, you know, all kinds of content, but for some reason, it's that infographic. It's the way that the information is disseminated. It's really powerful, and so it's really good in some industries. And if that's where your focus is, I would say that this Picto chart is probably a really great source, especially with all the AI tools baked into it. But it, Jonathan's right. I mean, it does flow charts and diagrams and invitations and posters and resumes. And when I start to think about it like that, I'm like, we have access to other tools that do those things. So there's a lot of overlap there. Yeah. Paying for something. You know, so if I'm going to pay for it and I already have those other tools, the question becomes why. Yeah. But if I'm trying to look for alternatives to those other tools, then this is a really good solution.
I think you put it spot on. It's like Canva on steroids, isn't it? And that's great if you're looking for that. But if you're just looking to make a really good lead magnet with some good artwork, I think you can manipulate it to do it, but it's not focused like the first two, but it's much more professional looking, isn't it?
I think it's very professional. If I had a team, so let's be more realistic. I run an agency that is remote. All of my team, they're around the globe, right? We don't see each other face to face. But if I ran an agency that was cubicle driven, and I had 25 people in a room with me and we were sharing common tools, this would be a tool I would consider putting the team on.
Yeah.
Because you can collaborate with it and you can create and you can share things back and forth. And I think it would lead to good development, and the tool seems to be professional and upscale.
Yeah. We're going to go for a break, but of the three in this first half, folks, I think I'll go with Designer. If I was looking to build a lead magnet, well, that's the one I would go with. But get the lifetime deal for $29. I find that funny. But all right, we're going to go for a middle break. We've got three more to discuss and our final thoughts. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Tired of hosting providers that can't handle high traffic loads? Convessio is here to help. Our platform can handle any amount of traffic, all without slowdown or crashing. With immediate Slack support, performance optimization, and a team that thrives on resolving technical challenges, your e-commerce business is in safe hands. Learn more about Convessio at convessio.com.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
We're coming back, folks. We're at a feast of AI platforms that help you build lead magnets. They can be so time consuming, but they're also truly crucial in gathering your email list and getting your pre-sales for your membership. So it's an important arrow in your quiver, as I would say. But before we go on to the next three, I just want to point out we've got a fabulous free resource. That's the Membership Machine Facebook group. If you're looking to get any answers on any of the subjects that we talk in these podcasts, you can go over to Facebook, Bunning the Membership Machine Facebook group, join for free, and you can ask all your questions. And me or Kirk or somebody in the group, they'll probably answer them for you. That's fantastic, isn't it? What more could you ask for? Let's go on to the next one. And, oh God, how do you pronounce it? VISME? V-I-S-M-E?
Yeah, I said VISME. You said VISME. Either one works.
VISME.
This should be upset.
Yeah. I was really impressed with this tool.
I'm wondering.
I'm not impressed with the name, but I'm impressed with the tool.
I wonder if we're going to be impressed with the same feature.
Well, you can put in a website URL and it will suck everything in. And it's got a really polished interface. The editor is very polished, And it's got a lot of functionality, but it's more focused, in my opinion, to making lead magnets and other stuff than PictoChart. It's more focused. Starts at they've got a free plan as well, and then the starter's $29, and the pro is $59. And I think up to 1,000, I don't know what the 1,000 is, but I was really impressed. What's your thoughts on this?
Well, out of all the ones that you sent over with the notes, this one landed in my favorite spot. It was, and by a long shot. So it wasn't even like close with the others on the list. Presentations, documents, charts, graphs, infographics, which I said was so important to another industry I worked in. All that's there, right? And it's got a lot of AI tools built in. So that's great. You had already mentioned the editor, right? So I'm all in on that. Where this stole my heart was the content that you make in this platform can also be exported as a SCORM file. And as someone that works in a lot of, you know, advanced enterprise level e-learning websites, you know, our agency prides ourselves on being able to take these high priced SCORM specific websites and put them in WordPress and make them affordable and build all the features of WordPress around your SCORM material. So we deal with clients that use a lot of SCORM, and this tool helps you build additional SCORM content. A SCORM editor like Articulate 360, an annual license to that is $3,000 a year, right? And so if I could use this to build my SCORM relative content and then put it into a WordPress style website and even maybe use the quiz builder from Lifter LMS instead of putting the quiz inside the SCORM package, I've got the best of all worlds. Everything's working on a budget and I'm getting great artwork. I'm getting AI influence. I'm getting tracking, reporting, and everything I need. And I'm using simple, affordable tools.
Yeah, because they've got this, you can make 3D characters and animations, folks, in it, which I didn't realize you could export them as SCORM files. I think that's great. I thought it was a little bit gimmicky, but because you can do that and the analog, I think that's a great feature. Thanks for pointing out. The one thing I'll give a little bit of caution about, I still think this is a fabulous tool. It's the best. Well, there's one other we're going to be talking about but for what you're getting for your money and what you can do. But the only caution is it's got a form builder. Now, I would shy away from using the form builder, but because my experience is that they've got a WordPress plugin and you can export it as an iframe or some JavaScript code, but you always want to customize the look of the form so it matches the rest of the website. And if you're importing the code as a bit of JavaScript snippet or using the plugin, it's always a dog's breath in trying to edit the form to try and get it just right. And you could just, because it will integrate with MailChimp and that, but you'll probably be better off using a native, something like Mintmail or Fluent CRM or whatever. I would go native. So I would stay away from the form builder because I've been bit on the back using one of those. So how would you respond to what I just said?
I agree with you that people want to customize forms and it becomes a nightmare and all those things. But their particular form builder is, I wouldn't use it as a form throughout my whole website. Obviously, I would just use it for the lead magnets. And I would have some kind of automation that tied it to my CRM. But it uses animations and really cool things that probably do encourage conversion. So I would probably want to do an A/B test first to make sure that.
Yeah, especially on mobile.
Yeah, gaining or losing, you know, based on the use of the tool, and then go from there. But neither here nor there. Overall, I think the tool, all of the options, especially the storm thing, this became my favorite right out of the chute.
Right. On to the next one, Magnify. Magnify?
Magnify.
Magnify, yeah. I think they're Dutch. Their prices are in euros. They don't ever mean in dollars. Looks like a real startup using AI to make lead magnets. Early days, the startup, they have a free plan. The starter plan is 29 euros. It's nothing like Bizme, you know. But I think that it's not a bad product. What do you reckon about this one?
We covered, when we did the video reviews, we covered that company Whereby, and I get the same vibe. Now, I happen to be a Whereby fan, so this doesn't mean it's a bad thing. But when you get into this website and you start looking around, you get more and more confused because you're not sure what the heck they're trying to sell you.
You're spot on. You're totally right.
What is happening here? What is really happening here? And so kind of like that Write Blogger tool that we covered, it is like a pre-formatted or pre-prompted AI tool that asks you some questions and you fill in the questions and it gives you an example of an output. And that's great. But then the more you read through the site and you realize what it's trying to sell you is it's trying to sell you the idea of making tools and widgets for your website that people can interact with and inject those tools into your site. And then as people,
it's not a bad lead magnets, is it?
Yeah. So it's kind of unique. And then the part that scared me is, cause I wanted to say, okay, well, if this is the pricing and I get so many credits, what's a credit? And it says one credit is one widget usage. Each time a user interacts with your tool, fills it in or gets a result, it counts as a credit. And I thought to myself, well, how many bots are going to hit this thing and is going to count as a credit? How much is this thing going to cost to run? Those are just my paranoia things. Like whatever it is.
You're totally spot on because they're trying to help you make what is called micro apps. They're kind of like a calculator or some. So people stick on the page longer, which Google will give you credit and your ranking will improve. So they're trying to build interactive, what I call micro apps. And, but it's not about, but when you hit it, you think because it does show up when you're doing searches about lead magnets, but it's got nothing really, it hasn't got much to do with lead magnets, is it?
It's an incredibly cool idea.
Yeah.
It's obvious English is not their first language because the titles.
Be like me.
Yeah, well, the titles in the main navigation are misspelled. So examples is misspelled, resources is misspelled. And as you go through the website, you come up with other oddities. And so that could either make you really paranoid as a native English speaker looking at this website as a possible customer, or you could make the recognition that this is some kind of crazy cool new AI frontier tool and it's worth exploring.
Yeah.
It depends on what side of that pendulum you're swinging on today.
And the last one, which we talked about a couple of weeks ago in quite some extent, which is Gamma AI or Gamma on its own. And it's there to help you build presentations, but you can turn those presentations, those slides into a PDF. And it's not aimed at this market because it can't build the light, but you don't like the 3D book metaphor anyway. So you probably can knock up the book cover in Canva. But I think it'd do it for you anyway. You put in the prompts and you give it, and what it churns out, it was really impressive. I was impressed with what it churns out. When you get an editor and you can edit it, but it was just the quality of what it churned out with the initial input. I think you could use this quite, and they've got a free plan.
Yeah.
And then the month, the next plan is only $10. It's not going to bankrupt you. I think you could use, compared to some of the ones we've talked about, I think it's a player. What do you reckon?
There's a big difference between producing an ebook and having something downloadable and selling it through your easy digital downloads or whatever, and having a PowerPoint, right? Like there is a difference. And to your point, we can convert that PowerPoint and do different things with it. But Gamma also does, you know, it'll do things as pageless slides, right? So basically just keep scrolling, right? It'll do that. It'll do letters. It'll do, it will export things as a web page. I haven't experimented with that yet. I imagine it's some kind of embeddable code. So there's a lot of options with Gamma. And to Jonathan's point, in my spare time, which I have so much of, I am a coach on a kid's mountain bike team. And so my practice run was transform your child's life through youth cycling. And I gave it a couple of prompts and told it to make a presentation. And like Jonathan said, the deliverable was really impressive. With just a little bit of information, it really seemed to hit hard. And you can go in and modify it too. You can personalize it. But the starting point, and I go back to this with AI all the time, AI doesn't replace the whole job. It just gives you a really great starting point so that you as a pro can finish it up. And Gamma hits that nail right on the head.
Because you get a nice editor and you will have to edit it, or you should do.
Yeah.
But it really, what it produces initially, because you try some of these products, and if you're got any experience, some of them you think, well, this ain't saving me time. This is the amount of editing I would do. I'd be better off doing it from the ground up, not bothering with it. But Gamma isn't one of those. It really does knock out some nice stuff, which you do have to edit. But it does about, what do you say, 70, 80% of the work? Or less?
I'd say 70, yeah.
Yes, well.
I'm 70%. But to your point, the starting point it gave me was great.
Yeah.
And then you got to think, well, if I do it as a PDF, is that an ebook? And yeah, like technically, a PDF can be an ebook.
Well, yeah, the ones I didn't look at. But obviously, if it's a real book. So let's go for the top three. Let's start from number three. So which one would you say is number three in this list?
We're going to go 3-2-1.
Yeah, 3-2-1.
I would put Gamma in three.
Number two?
That would be PictoChart.
All right. I would go designer. All right.
Yeah, I'm tempted to go with designer.
But I think both. The number two is, I thought you were going either go with that or designer. So,
yeah,
I think number two is the difficult. Number one, what would you say?
For me, that's the VisMe.
Yeah, that's the same for me, VisMe.
That's clear. Weird if we agree.
Well, I think we agree. Well, sometimes we have a discussion about things, don't we? But I think we mostly agree.
That VisMe just blows me away that I can create all of those assets, bundle them into a bundle, and then export that bundle as a SCORM package and make that part of a course for course creation. That's pretty stellar.
Yeah, it's got a lot of functionality, folks, and you can make some really nice lead magnets and other stuff. And like I say, they've got a free plan, and the starter plan is $29 month to month, folks. So they ain't going to bankrupt you. And it's a bit like Gamma. But if you want something a lot less, and you don't want to spend too much money, you get a good free plan, and then the plus is 10 Gamma, I still think is pretty good value for what you get. But if you want the cream at a reasonable price, VisMe, I was really impressed with it, you know. Yeah. So let's finish the show. What's your final, got any final thoughts?
The final thought is a weird final thought. No matter what we just said on this entire show, if you don't go search out the lifetime deal on Designer and buy it for $27, you've lost out.
That's strange, isn't it?
That's a weird one, right? But those lifetime deals that come along once in a while to drive revenue and make something happen. Maybe they're developing something new and they need an influx of cash. But that's the deal. So after today's show, and who knows how long that's going to last?
No, I'm tempted to buy it, but you get the free plan with VisMe.
Yeah,
I'll probably try both the free plan and. Because I think you're going to have to knock out a lot more lead magnets and landing pages and offer more value to try and get your list. Because of the realities of SEO, folks, less traffic is probably going to come to your website. They're hopefully going to be better type of traffic that you can convert, because SEO is changing, folks. So it's going to be more qualified traffic coming to your website, depending on your SEO strategy, which we'll probably discuss in a coming episode. But they'll probably still be unlikely to buy your product or service, your membership straight away. So getting them on an email list and then being able to market to them. Almost 70 to 80% of all traffic that goes to a website never comes back. It's a brutal business, folks. So getting them on an email list so you can keep that relationship going or attempt to. So offering good lead magnets and having an effective landing page with an effective lead magnet that's tied is really important. Would you say I was on the right lines there, Kurt?
All of it makes sense. I think if you, again, combine the couple of shows that we've done recently where I feel that the content's been really, really good, that WP funnel and MailMint thing that we discussed on top of one of these.
Yeah.
Lead magnet.
You got a nice package, didn't you?
Man, you just do the work and look for results and then analyze it and figure out what you got to tweak.
Yeah, you got to be. This is the reality, though, folks. You get traffic to your site, to your landing page, and you've done some videos, you've done some webinars. We talked about a great webinar, WordPress webinar product. Doing live webinars, getting your email list, making a lead magnet. This is so many people we advise, and we know they spend an enormous amount of time on their course, but they've got no marketing strategy. Do not build, do pre-sales, try and get your list going. Get some confirmed conformisation, if there's such a word, there should be, shouldn't there? That there's some want for your course. And don't build War and Peace, build your minimum viable course and then test it before you even build the minimum viable course. You know, offer a special deal, you know, whatever. Get some signs that there's some interest in your course, that you've found another word I've created, nichtified. You have nichtified enough, you know, because to get this course, you're going to have to do that, in my opinion, to get the will moving. And so, would you agree, there's so many people that were, you know, that you're involved with in your own agency, the work you do with Lifter LMS, the work you help with WP Tonic. There's so many people that just think that all they've got to do is build the course, isn't it, Kurt? And they've got everything back to front, haven't they?
The amount of people that I talk to that describe themselves as idea people, or, you know, big concepts people, or I'm a big picture thinker. Those are phrases that are excuses to not execute. You know, and at the end of the day, Jonathan, you know, you're trying to say, do the minimal viable product, don't get sucked into War and Peace. What you've done is better than perfect. And I'm with you every step of the way. We people have to get through those stepping stones to launch. After you launch, take that feedback and then worry about your War and Peace, or worry about your next perfect button you want to make.
Where's the step thing? The sweet spot is the 199 course. And then if you grow and you start really getting some traction and recognition, you know, the gold standard is the $1,997 course. And if you do the maths, you know, and you can get enough purchases, but nobody's going to really buy you $199 to start off with. It's best to have, I think, $49.97. And, you know, do your pre-marketing, get your first batch of students, and then look at building on that. That can then be turned into a free course lead magnet. And look at the next course, which should be your $197. And that's the way that I plan it. But that you get, there are a lot of people think, got no prior experience in marketing, online marketing, in course building. And they think that they're going to build and they have the knowledge. That's the thing. They have the ability to build a great course. But they think they're just going to build it and people are going to buy their course for $1,997, and it ain't happening, is it?
No. It takes a lot. Like even sites that don't have community, if they're just e-learning websites and they don't have a community feature, the students can still tell if there's other students in there. I don't know what the magic is about that, but if a site is dead, a site is...
Well, it's like a bar that's got no people drinking it, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like if it's got a vibe, if it's got energy, if it's good, people know it. Like, this is good. If it's dead on the vine, they can smell it a mile away, and they can smell desperation. Customers can smell desperation. So the best thing to do is pre-sell, get your community, build to meet the needs, product market fit, make things happen, execute.
Yeah, and if you just build a landing page and it doesn't, you change the offer, folks. You change the verbiage. You put a little bit more effort in, and then you leave it for a month, and then you have another go at it, and then you have another go at it until you are hitting the pain point, the point that gets them to sign up. You're not throwing a ton of money or a time load of energy into it. That's my advice. So, Kirk, what's the best way for people to find more about you and what you're up to, folks?
Well, for, you know, work stuff, company stuff, it's Mañana Nomás. Anything Mañana Nomás leads to me. And then on LinkedIn, it's just my name, Kurt Von Annen. I'm the only Kurt Von Annen on LinkedIn. So when you find me, you know you got me.
That's fantastic. I've got another great free resource, folks. That's the WP Tonic YouTube channel. It's the parent company and YouTube channel for the Membership Machine show, go over there to the YouTube channel. There's over 1,600 videos, mostly dealing with marketing, technical reviews, product reviews, all around building a great membership community-focused website. It's a great free resource. We've just gone past 9,000 subscribers, and we're moving forward. Hopefully in a month or two, I'll be up to 10,000. It's taken me a while to get there, but it's moving in the right direction. It's a great resource, and we will be back next week with a review around WordPress, SaaS, or marketing tips and insights, anything that you need to know to build a great membership and community website in 2025. We'll be back soon, folks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.